This is episode number 2001 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
A DNA analysis of apples found that they all originated in the mountains in Kazakhstan. Every apple originated from Kazakhstan. Wow.
That's interesting.
Very nice. There are about 117 million lakes in the world, which cover about 4% of the surface of the earth. These would be lakes, not oceans.
Wow.
There's only one song on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time that's not in English. And that one would be La Bamba by Richie Valens, which is number 345.
Okay.
You could last about 15 seconds in space without a spacesuit and helmet before you'd go unconscious. But you could stay alive for up to 3 minutes.
But then, what a 15 seconds it would
I
be.
I think you explode after that, so I don't know what happens after that. But there you go. Some
you
random,
become part of asteroid matter pieces.
For today.
About banging into space junk.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
I love me some Liam Neeson.
You love you some Liam Neeson. I know that for a fact.
Yep.
You talk about the dude all the time. Every damn day. No, you
do
don't.
Not.
Every Almost other day. Every other day, yeah, forget.
So this isn't necessarily a who cares, because I care about
you
Liam
care
Neeson.
About, you care.
That's a cute story, though.
You care.
Liam Neeson learned to drive from Helen Mirren.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
What? She's not old enough to be his nanny or anything. What?
Liam Neeson, he didn't learn to drive until he was almost 30.
Oh.
And that was only because he had to.
Why did he have to?
And his teacher was Helen Mirren.
I wonder why he had to learn.
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, all right, I'm standing by.
So, Liam got a gig on the 1981 King Arthur movie Excalibur.
Ah.
And she was also in Excalibur.
Yeah.
But they didn't provide transportation to the set. he had to buy a car.
They didn't have Uber in 1981.
No, but they had buses.
Yeah, but I mean, buses,
and bicycles.
Maybe to the set? I mean, can you get a
bus? Maybe it was out of
maybe it was on location or something. Yeah.
They have taxis.
I don't know. So, anyway, he had to get to work.
Anyhow.
This is basically what you're saying.
So, he bought a car, got a license, and Helen helped him do it.
Wow, that's great.
He said, Helen and I formed a lovely friendship, I'm proud to say. But yeah, she taught me how to drive. Yeah, essentially.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So, see, 81, how old was Helen Mirren in 1981?
Helen.
She would have been, I think she's about.
I will find you.
I think she's about 5 or 10 years older than he is. I don't think she's
I
much.
I don't know, but he's still so cool. And I was just such a mad fan of
now,
his
Now, is he
wife.
Still acting, or did he decide to retire? Or did he say he wasn't going to do any more action movies? He said something like that. I kind of remember
like that.
Hearing that.
I think it was the action thing.
What a shame.
Please do a Taken. I want a Taken to go up to like Taken 12 and Taken 15.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I get it. Those. He doesn't want to be, you know, I don't know, Harrison Ford doing Indiana Jones when he's 78. I get that. But I mean, because nobody does except Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg. Anyway, but I'm saying that
and
Liam, well, and you, who wants to see? Oh, stop it. He already got hurt once. They're not done shooting. Anyway. We're talking about Liam Neeson, and I think Liam understands that. He's of an age now where it's like, you know what? Maybe I should let the young guys, let them young fellers play
young
those.
Young bucks.
Yeah, and me, you know, if somebody wants me to be the loving grandfather,
I
will be happy to be the grandfather, or the older uncle, if you will.
The older uncle.
I look good in a cable-knit cardigan sweater sitting in a rocker or a lazy boy.
He does
I'm
look
ready,
good in
I'm
a
ready
cardigan.
To be that person. You imagine Liam Neeson. He still could be a badass. He's sitting in
He'll
a
always be
park
a badass.
Lounger in his cable knit and maybe got even
a lap blanket
on because, you know, he's a little older and the phone rings. Can you imagine that? His phone rings. He goes, "You can run, but you cannot hide. I will find you and I will kill you." I can just totally see that. That's a great movie. Uncle Liam, you know? We call it Uncle Liam. Jeez.
But see, on one hand, I should be upset that you're doing this to my Liam. But on the other hand, it still sounds so damn sexy.
Oh, God, listen to you.
You know, we've been talking about Fast and Furious.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to have to sit down and watch one of them.
Okay.
But I have to start at the beginning.
You know, I don't think you have to.
I'd want to pick one up.
Okay, all right.
But I think there's a story involved.
Okay.
There has to be a
whatever.
Plot. Anyway.
Cars and stuff. Cars
anyway,
and chicks.
Anyway, so Helen Mirren.
Yes.
She was asked if she'd like to kiss Vin Diesel in a future Fast and Furious movie. And yeah, she's down.
I'll bet she is.
But only on one condition.
Groot. Oh, wait.
She
wrong
has
movie.
A condition.
What's her condition?
Yes, that's the wrong movie.
Yes, wrong movie.
She said, quote,
yeah.
Oh my God, of course I would. But only if he talks to me before and after, because it's the voice that I really get off on, quite honestly.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, then I am Groot. Actually, might be good.
That it might be.
Might work. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? He could always whisper. They would say, cut. Wrong movie, Vin. So he could always quietly whisper in her ear.
Well, no, he could do like he did in the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers and all that. And I am Groot.
Again, they would say, cut.
I'm Groot.
So Helen, she also spoiled a possible casting choice.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Her character is the mother of Luke Evans,
right?
Who's
okay.
also Gaston.
Gaston, that Luke Evans, yeah, in Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. Jason Statham.
Jason, yes, and
Vanessa Kirby's characters.
Okay, all right.
She's their mama, and she was asked who she'd like to play. You know, their dad. Which would be her ex-husband.
Okay.
Okay.
And who'd she come up with?
Well, she said, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but apparently Vin had the idea of Michael Caine.
Wow.
And evidently, since she'd want to kiss Vin, she's going to take that suggestion.
Michael Caine is
anyway, she said,
some odd years old.
She said, I mean, would that be fantastic?
Wouldn't that be fantastic, she said?
That would be just so cool and absolutely perfect. So
Helen
we'll see.
Mirren is a treasure. She's not a national treasure. Here, she might be a national treasure in England, but she's certainly a treasure. And
she's a treasure, yeah.
Love seeing her.
Multifaceted.
You know, she was in a... I'm going to date myself. She was in an X-rated movie once.
What?
Yeah. There was a movie made by the publisher of Penthouse called Caligula. And she was in that. She was in that movie.
How?
Back when she was a young 20-something.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, she's, you know, isn't she a dame or something like that? She should
be. I believe
she
is a dame. I think she's a dame.
She should be a dame, damn it. That's the whole thing behind all of this. It's Helen Mirren. Oh, my God.
Well, there's someone who did a quote, or there's a quote out there that says, Helen Mirren could be 105, and hearing her talk about what gets her off would still be hot. Woman is ageless. She is ageless.
She is. You know who I'd love to hear talk like that and that would get me off is Halle Berry.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It would get me off. So what can I say?
I can send your cards and letters to you.
Yeah. All right. More Who Cares coming tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.